Hi everyone, welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary, and I hope for all the mothers out there, you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I did a post for Mother's Day. I don't know if anybody read it, but you could check it out on my Facebook page, Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Mary. And, as a therapist, when I talk to a lot of moms, you know, they are the hardest on themselves. Because motherhood is not an easy job. It's not a job that you get kind of a instruction in or a lot of direction. You become a mom and then you're kind of set free to do the best you can. And for a lot of moms, you know, that I see, they have a lot of guilt based on what's happening in their children's lives. So if their children are doing well, they feel good. But if their children are doing not so well, they feel bad. And that's understandable. We feel responsible for our children. And that is not a bad thing. It's just that when we go outside of the mind, which is often so critical and so full of negativity, and we seek for that other place within us, we hear different messages and we get different support. So that basically was what my post was about, was to seek, I feel like it's almost like this angel that lives within me that has a whole other view of life and has a whole other view of me. So when I'm being really harsh and critical of myself, if I just stop and ask that angel that lives with inside of me, their opinion, I get a much, much nicer take on life. And I know some people have written like, well, how do I connect to my soul? How do I connect to this inner energy? And really, we make things harder than it has to be. The biggest challenge, I think, is to leave the ego mind and to know that there is another place within you that talks very differently to you. So you really have to work on realizing that the mind is mostly very, very negative and is always pointing out things that you should be doing. The mind is a big, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Where this other energy that lives within you, this like angelic energy, is really more supportive and will tell you things almost like if you read some affirmations, you know, if you look up just at love affirmations or affirmations on being a good mom or those words written by those affirmations are very soul-like and very angel-like because they're very supportive and it's always looking to the best in you and not the worst in you. So if you feel like you can kind of feel this energy that lives within you, but you're not really hearing anything, you know, look online and just pull out some affirmations that resonate with you. And even if you don't believe them, just say them to yourself over and over, because that's really what this energy would bring you to. This energy would bring you to those affirmations and would also just bring you back to love. Another way to reach this energy is just to, you know, quiet the mind, you know, close your eyes, try to feel the energy within you and just focus on the word love, you know, just focus. It's a very high vibrational word. And if you just focus on that word, that can bring you into the energy and then you can ask questions. You know, I ask questions all the time, you know, like, how can I help mothers not be so hard on themselves? And me too, including me. You know, we all are so, so hard on ourselves. So this energy will say things like, you know, you're the perfect mother for this child. You intuitively know exactly what to do. And that doesn't make your child's life experience good or bad. It's just you're a perfect match. So your children are a perfect match for you for learning. And they're vice versa. You learn from them and they learn from you. And that's what we're supposed to do. And it's not supposed to be this perfect relationship that always feels good every second of the day, because that's how we learn. We learn through the struggle. So when I go into the soul energy, this angel-like energy, it gives us a completely different take on our lives and what we're doing. And that take is just so much nicer. And honestly, I would not have found those words myself if I wasn't connecting in that inner, to that inner energy. I would not have thought that. The words that come to me are just really not from me, because I tend to be very critical and very hard on myself. So I have had to really seek and search for the words. And I did start with finding it outside of myself. So if we look at the brain as a computer, look at the ego mind as a computer that's always taping everything in our lives that's happening, and mostly it's taping the negative for some reason, I think to protect us, that we have to realize that that's what it's filled with. So if we continue to fill the mind with fearful, negative things, that's going to be the content of our minds. So if you start to fill your mind with affirmations, if you start to fill your mind with YouTube videos that point you to love and compassion and treating yourself really nicely, you're filling your mind with that, you're going to feel much, much better. So that's our choice. You know, it's not really advertised too much, you know, what you should fill your mind with. We just kind of are in our lives. So you can simply start by saying, you know what am I feeding my mind? Because whatever I feed my mind, it's going to spit back out to me. So you can test it. You know, you can do a day of reading poetry and affirmations and watching love stories and filling your mind with really beautiful, you know, loving, compassionate, angelic light information. And then you can do a day of listening to the news and watching, you know, scary horror movies or watching those murder mysteries. And you can then see what your mind is going to spit back to you. So you'll notice, you know, if you really pay attention to yourself, if you really want to get to know yourself, you'll notice that whatever you're filling your mind with on any given day, it will bring it back to you, and then you kind of engage with it, and then it creates more of it. So that's really that law of attraction momentum. So whatever we're thinking about, we're attracting more thoughts, and then those thoughts increase and increase and increase. So that's how anxiety builds. That's how a lot of fear builds. And, you know, right now we do not need more fear and more anxiety. That's the last thing that we really need. So you really, I don't know, it benefits me anyway to really fill my mind with as much supportive and loving and comedies and fun things as much as I possibly can during this time. I mean, I do watch the news a little bit, but I don't stay in it. So in this way, my mind doesn't keep highlighting the parts that really scared me, because that's what the mind will do. It will highlight the parts that scare you the most, and it'll keep sending that back to you. That's why sometimes it's just better to stay away from it totally. And if you're an anxious person, if you're a sensitive person, which I feel like most people are, you're just better off staying away from it, is the best bet. So as far as motherhood goes, if you're filling yourself with, you know, I'm not a good mom, look up Facebook, or, you know, all these people posting their kids and their presents and I don't get that. You know, if you're comparing and you're doing that kind of stuff, look what you're filling your mind with, you know, and that's not true. So if you step out of your mind a little bit and you just do a short meditation, or if you just quiet a little bit when you're taking a shower, just go within and just ask for another opinion, you're going to hear a much, much different take. Like I hear all the time, you know, this inner angel that lives within, and it's a nice way to kind of think about it. Your soul energy is like an inner angel, because then you'll connect to those words and you'll know when you're off, because an inner angel isn't going to be critical and say something mean to you. So if you know that this soul energy is like an angel that lives within you, when you hear words that are very angelic or very kind and compassionate, you know that you're in your soul energy. And you're benefiting from it. So that really is, you know, something you want to keep reaching for. And it's not easy. You know, I spent many, many years as a therapist really being so entrenched in my mind, it was hard to get out of it to feel this inner energy. You know, staying present really helps you to feel this inner energy. So again, it's a practice. And it's not something to beat yourself up about if you can't feel it, if you're stuck in the mind. But if you are stuck in the mind, the best thing to do is really to just be aware of that and say, you know what, I'm stuck in this mind. I really want to get out of this mind. I know it's mostly negative. Can you guide me? Can you help me? Sometimes spirit or the energy around us will bring books to us, will bring people to us to help us to kind of release the mind a little bit and to show us its limitations, basically. So we have two parts in us, and one is the mind, the ego mind is very limited, and then we have our inner angelic soul energy, which is limitless, infinite. And will tell us a completely different story. So, for moms who are beating themselves up, the best thing for us to do is to realize that beating ourselves up about anything when it comes to our children, is not the way to go, and that's not what that inner angel would say to you. So, when you connect to this energy, that inner angel basically will tell you how wonderful you are, what a good job you've done. Will bring to mind all the wonderful things in images and pictures, will bring to mind all the wonderful things that you've done with your children, not the bad things. So the ego is going to play all the bad things. It'll show you a little movie. The ego is going to always point to the time you yelled at your kids or the time you lost your patience, or that's what the ego mind will bring to you. So this inner angel, it will bring you the other movie. It will bring the time that, you just, went to five stores to find the toy that they wanted, baked the cupcakes that they wanted, or all the ways that you've gone out of your way for your children, and all the beautiful intentions and all the wonderful things that you've done while raising your children. And it's not an easy job. So that's what that inner angel soul energy is going to bring you, the other movie. So we have the negative movie in our mind, and then we have this loving, compassionate other movie that lives within us. And, we can go back and forth. That's our choice. But, for me, if I'm in my mind a little bit too much, then that definitely starts to affect me. So then I remember to pull out of it and go into this other energy that we all have access to. We all have access to this beautiful energy, and that's why I love to talk about it, because it is so different. And it's amazing that these two different ways of being lives within us, so we're really lucky to have the opportunity to choose, to choose what we want to say to ourselves, So if you can't pull out of your mind, like I said, if you can't just quiet your mind and feel the energy and feel that difference, then just start feeding your mind things that you think like an angel would say to you, find the affirmations, read the books, do the kind of stuff that's going to take you out of all the negativity. Because what happens is, the mind will give us a thought and then we agree with it. And we're agreeing to things that are things that we shouldn't be agreeing to. We're agreeing to beliefs that we shouldn't be agreeing to, that just cause us more pain and heartache. Like I'm responsible, for my kids' happiness. That is not true. It feels that way. The world and on some level tells us it's that way, but that's not what this inner angel, your soul, will say to you. Your soul will say there actually is no good or bad experience. There's just experiences. We label them. We label things as bad, and they don't have to look that way. A bad experience, we could relabel it as a learning experience, or we could relabel it as just an experience, So when we go good or bad, that's where all the judgment and the criticism comes in. So that's one of the biggest things that this angelic energy that lives within me has said, that there's really no good and bad experiences. There's just experience that we learn from, and that's how our soul grows. So we're not bad if we have bad experiences. And especially now, we're all living under, this in this time where a lot of people are having what we would typically call bad experiences, and that's not how our inner energy would view it. They would just view it as experiences, and that's really hard for us, you know. But you know, this inner energy will say to you that even these terrible experiences don't have to be as bad as we make them. You know, that we can not label them and not feel so bad. So, but that's hard. That's hard. And you really do have to feel the wisdom in that. And you really have to feel that for yourself. And I do feel, you know, kind of like it's difficult for me to say that because I don't want to minimize anybody's pain. And I don't want to minimize what people are going through by saying, oh, you know, don't label it as a bad experience, because some of these experiences are so painful. But, you know, this inner energy, angelic-like energy doesn't minimize experiences and is there for us with compassion, you know, that they know that we're entrenched in our belief system and they have nothing but compassion for us. So it's not like they look at us, you know, it's not like the spirit world looks at us and says, well, they're wrong and they're silly and they just kind of laugh at us. That's not how it is. They have the utmost compassion for us because they know our belief system is so off and it's really our perspective, and they want to help us out of that perspective because it's causing so much pain. And that's why it's really nice to reach to that energy so that you can come out of the pain that a lot of people are feeling right now. So as far as motherhood goes, you know, there's no bad experiences and you're not ever doing anything wrong. That it's a perfect match with you and your child. You're a perfect match. And with all your children, even if some feel more difficult than the others in your life, you were learning and growing from each other, and there's no mistakes, and you're doing pretty much everything perfectly. So it's in our own self-criticism that we get very impatient with ourselves and then get impatient with our children. And, you know, this angelic energy is not really paying too much attention to that. They're just paying attention to all the beautiful, wonderful things that you have done for your children and want to help you out of any kind of pain, judgment that might cause you to be not really who you are, you know, that really you're just, we're all just energies of love. And the more we connect to that, the more we feel that, and then the more we can extend that. So there, you know, this inner energy is there to help us. And we need that help because we do not focus on all the good things that we've done as mothers. We focus on all the negative things. And they would like us not to do that. They would like us to, focus on and highlight all the good things that we've done, not the bad things. And that is not an easy thing to do. You know, for most of us, we're just very critical in that way. So if you are not feeling like a good mom, you know, just kind of do a short meditation and ask to be shown what kind of mom you are. And you will certainly get a completely different perspective, and you will get so much appreciation and so much love and so much support for what you do. And that's the best, you know, that this energy, this angelic-like energy has so much, so much support for you. So keep trying to reach for that soul energy, pull out of the mind. It's really, our mind is good for certain things, but it's really time to leave the mind and go into the energy that's going to be more supportive, more loving, and more helpful to you and your family. So stay safe and have a beautiful day today, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye.